For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
All right, thanks for tuning us in tonight. UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, and a very happy Lance Leipold, I believe, is the Bulls coming off an emphatic 41-20 win over Akron on Thursday night, and what, Coach, I would say was probably the most complete game on both sides of the ball the Bulls put together this season.
Yeah, it was a good performance, and very happy. Equally happy to be sitting here with you too, John.
Wow.
We've talked for many weeks, and our players have worked hard and kept a great attitude. And you know, it's nice to see it rewarded with a victory, our best performance of the year, and hopefully something that we'll build on here as we head down to Athens.
Yeah, I think at the start, even talking about the game, you said to talk about the rushing performance of Jordan Johnson. I mean, 282 yards, a school record. And I think we kind of saw this coming a week ago at Northern Illinois. You know, he'd rushed for 97 yards on 13 carries and really was running the ball very well. But obviously, just kind of the way the game went, we had to start passing the ball and kind of go away from the run. But, you know, how pleased were you with the way Jordan's running and how well the offensive line is blocking for him?
Yeah, I think the line has come together and understanding some things that we want to get done. You made another good point. There were signs of that in DeKalb against Northern, just not enough of it, especially early. But it seems to be he's in a pretty good rhythm. I think we've said on the show earlier, he's worked very hard this year. He's worked on his leadership. He's stayed positive through some tough times, and it's great to see a senior like him rewarded with a school record performance. And hopefully it'll be a big test for us as we head down to Ohio U to play the best rushing defense in the league, and it'll be a good challenge for our offensive line and for Jordan.
Yeah, very quietly, Jordan Johnson has a very nice career for the Bulls. Obviously, battled some injuries early on, but you know, if you look back over his four-year career, he had a career a yard per carry average of 5.1. Put that up against Brandon Oliver, was 4.7, and James Starks 4.5. So, you know, obviously he didn't have as many carries, but he really has had a very nice career for himself.
Yes, he has, and he's been consistent and going about his work each and every day, trying to get better. And I did not know that stat until you said that. So again, you surprised me. But those are numbers that. That any back would want, and hopefully we can make that stay above the 5.0 mark we finish out the regular season.
Yeah, well, overall as a team, you guys really rushed the ball well. You rushed for 378 yards as a team last year. Was the highest total as an FBS program you've had in school history.
Is that right?
I
did not know that one either. I've always tried to stay away from some of the stats, but it's good information. Sometimes when you're not winning as many games as you like, you go digging in there for something. But when you see those type of things, it's an equal uh, kind of equals out why you're able to have success when you've had one of the best rushing performances as an FBS program.
Yeah, and is that really, you know, when you look at your offense, I mean, the key is running the football, right? I mean, that's really what you want to do first. I mean, obviously you want to be equal run and pass, but right. You really want to establish the run to open the pass.
Yeah, I think I've always had that philosophy of the best football teams that I've been a part of. We've always been able to run the ball. And I think geographically where our careers, mainly the guys that are on staff where we've been, starting around mid-October, you never know what you're going to get on game day weather-wise. So you better be able to run the football. But, again, with that, the way college football is today, there's more scoring. There's more things that are happening. But what you want to have happen when you're able to run the football is to be able to build the play action pass and taking shots down the field off of that when they're trying to get the secondary involved in the run game. Then the explosive plays come over the top. And I think we've taken those steps, and again, having those type of numbers is something that we're proud of.
Yeah, I thought also the defense played very well on Thursday. You know, obviously they were struggling a little bit against the run. There was no secret about that in previous weeks, but I thought they really stepped up well. And you made a little change on the defensive line. You mixed in Justin Brandon and Miles Nichols, I believe, made their first career start. Kind of what was the thought process behind that, and just kind of talk about.
Team reasons why we went with that starting lineup. Miles has kind of been a younger player in our program, a redshirt sophomore. He's battled some injuries. He's played some end, but he's gotten big enough where he can hold up as a defensive tackle, as a three technique. He's quick. We feel like that matchup can pay dividends, and you know, that's something we're going to look forward to as we lose guys to graduation. But, you know, Chris Ford's been out for 2 weeks. Max Parisi's been limited. So, you know, we had to go with those guys. Justin Brandon, who played as a true freshman a year ago, a true sophomore again. He's, you know, he's very unassuming, but yet he does a lot of good things for us. And, it's good to see young players helping us.
Yeah, another young player that stepped up, Tatum Slack, hadn't played too much this season, and because of injuries was forced into the starting lineup. And it looked like Akron tried to test him, but he definitely passed the test.
Yes, we were really shorthanded at corner, last week. Brandon Williams and Boise Ross, neither one dressed for the game. Tatum Slack, new to the program this year, when school started, came in from California Junior College, and he's been waiting patiently for his opportunity. He's a confident young player. He's physical for a corner, and it's really great to see when a guy does that, when he gets his opportunity, that it adds depth to a certain position. And much like Khalil Hodge, you know, when you bring in a junior college transfer, who was a high school qualifier, which meant he was immediately eligible, didn't have to stay 2 years at the junior college. He's another one of those guys that will be here for 3 years that we're awful excited about.
Yeah, we'll be joined by Khalil Hodge a little later in the show. One last, I know you like some of the numbers I'm throwing at you. I'm going to throw this one at you now. You know, right, that as a head coach, you're now 2-0 when the Bulls only have 5 days in between games. So I know Nate Wills is here, and he does a lot of the scheduling.
Should
we schedule a lot more, 5 days in between games?
Can you do that, Nate? Okay. We can't hear your head nod, but that'll be okay. Yeah, that's good information. I think we continue to learn. We learn a lot from what our players say and what you see and how you prepare, and really probably sometimes overanalyze what we're doing. But, you try to gauge how you're going to put those practices together. And, I learned a long time ago what you got to try to do is make sure they're excited and ready for kickoff. And again, even though things hadn't gone our way, I thought our guys took the field with good energy and made it happen.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, the Bulls are back in action on this Thursday at Ohio. When we come back, we'll talk about that Bobcat team. You're listening to the Bulls Digital Network production of UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza, Bub, and Grill and ESPN 1520, worldwide leader in sports. We'll be right back.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-whats. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hits.
Oh, yes! Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reen, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it. The Bulls have got it.
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. UB Football takes on Miami of Ohio, November 12th at 1 p.m. Prior to the game, fans could listen to local cover band Nerds Gone Wild as part of the Stampede Square concert. For tickets and more information, call 1-877-UB-THERE.
I noticed Nate Wills nodding his head to Nerds Gone Wild. It must
He's
be
a big
one of
fan.
Big,
oh, yeah.
Yes, has all their CDs.
Yes, he absolutely does. He is a Nerd Gone Wild.
Well,
I think so.
I'm not touching that one. I report to him.
Well, before we get to the game with Nerds Gone Wild against Miami, we have a game against Ohio on Thursday night down in Athens. And, Coach, seems like every year, you know, Frank Solich does such a great job with that Ohio program. And once again, the Ohio Bobcats are in first place. And kind of talk about what the Bulls are going to face on Thursday.
Well, I think Frank and his staff has been the model of consistency of how to run a program in this conference. You know, he's been there, I think, 12 years now. Is that correct?
Yep.
His offense and defense coordinators have been with him the whole time. And they redshirt a lot of players, and then they're going to play with a lot of, you know, third, fourth, and fifth-year players within that two deep. And that's a good way to build it. And those players know what's expected, the techniques, the schemes, expectations, and I think it pays off. Sometimes they may not be the most explosive or flashy team in our conference, but I think every coach will tell you they're definitely one of the most consistent.
Yeah, this year especially, they have one of the best defenses in the Mid-American Conference, if not the nation. They are ranked 12th in the nation in sacks, averaging about 3.3 sacks per game. So, you know, the Bulls are going to have their hands full. Kind of talk about, you know, their defensive attack and what they're going to bring.
See, those are some of the stats you're not supposed to bring up.
But I can also tell you this one, that the Bulls are only allowing one sack a game, which is tied for 10th in the nation.
Okay.
So there you go. Make up for it. How about that?
All right. Well, you know, and the thing is, they played a Tennessee team. They played Kansas and beat Kansas at Kansas. So that non-conference schedule is very challenging. And you do know, especially up front, their front four, they're especially at the defensive end position, strong and athletic. They can get around the edge. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. But as we said in the last segment, our ability to run the ball and be consistent will be you know, and have some balance will be the key to the game.
Yeah, I've been out of practice. Seems guys are very upbeat. How have they responded from that win? I mean, you feel like it's a whole nother kind of different mojo around the team right now?
Yeah, 70 degrees on November 1st is another way to keep them excited, too. But they are, and I said, they're, you know, win or lose, you know, you've got to be able to turn the page and stay focused and get ready to get on to the next game and try to get better and take what's on film and take the good and make it better, and what's not, we get corrected. But, you know, we've tried to shorten some things down and keep things moving, try to keep it as efficient as possible. And I think, again, our guys have responded, and they've had that energy. Now they got a taste of success. Hopefully it's another chance for us to build on it.
Yeah, and Thursday's game will be live on the CBS Sports Network's nationally televised weeknight game. How important is that to get that television, national television exposure for your program?
Well, it's important, and having the win going into the game helps, and, you know, to have a chance to be on national television for recruits, exposure for our program, our brand, and our whole university, and really the city of Buffalo and everything that's happening. So you have a chance for us to be in the national limelight, so to speak. You know, probably every sports bar in America is going to have different college games on or whatever games are on. So you got a chance for you to be out there and other people to know a little bit more about us and our conference, and you can't do anything but help.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier the Bobcats are coached by Frank Solich, and you and Coach Solich have a little bit of a relationship. You guys coached together. You were on the Nebraska staff, kind of an off-field role for 3 years back in the early 2000s. Kind of talk about your relationship with Frank and what you learned from him.
Well, Frank's an outstanding man, and, you know, he's you know, as consistent as can be. Had an opportunity with somebody I worked with at Nebraska Omaha, was on the staff there as a defensive line coach, and they were adding a you know, kind of an off-field, on-campus recruiting position, and had the first opportunity to interview for it, was hired, was able to be part of the staff there for 3 years with him. First year we played for the BCS National Championship against Miami. So it was a great experience just to be in a program with that type of culture and success. And but through that, you know, just have a chance to be around Frank, and Frank the man. You know, he's always was great to myself and my wife Kelly, and it's always good to see him. And now being in the same conference, we've had a chance to visit on numerous topics, whether it be at the coaches' meetings or sometimes at a summer camp. We've bumped into each other and kind of kept it as two coordinators are also friends. And so it's friendly rivalry in this, and it's always good to compete against great people.
Yeah, Frank Solich, one of the great college football coaches. I mean, he did a great job in Nebraska, and just I think it was just, you know, such a the bar is set so high at Nebraska. Where he lose three games and lost his job that one year, and
got fired for winning 9 games. Yeah. So I mean, that's that was very unfortunate, and but yeah, he went through. You know, replacing a legend like Tom Osborne and winning the national championships in a short period of time like they did, I think it was 3 and 4 years or something like that. And all of a sudden, sometimes expectations get a little bit out of whack, I think. And for him to kind of step into that in the situation was not great for him. But he's landed on his feet in Athens, and he's done an outstanding job, because what he's been able to show, it wasn't just where he was at. He was able to take something and build it into a consistent winner.
Yeah, now when you were hired for the position here at UB, did you consult him? Did you talk with him at all?
No, because, you know, things happen so fast in the middle of things. You know, I think I've shared the story before is you know, I had a chance to visit with Turner Gill just on some other professional advice at the national convention like the year before, and he kind of shared with me some of the stories about him taking this job. But, you know, I really didn't go outside the my real close circle, which was mainly my family and maybe a couple others outside when it came to the job, because, you know, the unique thing about when I accepted this job was we were still in full force of playing and doing things, which was very unique and not always you're able to do. So I didn't really do it. But since I've been in the conference now, I think Frank and I have shared ideas and kind of what the different things that we go through at each institution.
All right. Well, good luck against Coach Solich and the Ohio Bobcats Thursday night, 6 p.m. kickoff on CBS Sports Network and right here on ESPN 1520. When we get back, we're going to visit with sophomore linebacker Khalil Hodge. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold, live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too.
A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hits. Oh, yes! Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reed, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it. Good! Oh! Oh! The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. November 4th, Bulls basketball team tips off their season. The women will take on Bloomsburg at 6 p.m. and at 8:30 p.m. when they host Damon. Don't miss any more buzzer banner raises or buzzer beater moments. You get your tickets today. Visit ubbulls.com. Or 1-877, you be there for more information. All right, we're now visited by sophomore linebacker Khalil Hodge. Welcome to the show, Khalil.
Sir, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Having his first season with the team, but making a pretty strong first impression. 93 tackles, third in the nation in tackles, coming from City of San Francisco Community College. Kind of talk about that transition. Do you ever think that, you know, you'd be in this position and, you know, right out of the gate being so successful?
Well, it's definitely something that I'd say I hope for, but it's not something I expected or anything like that. You know, coming from junior college, I just wanted to get here in January, get here in the spring, and just work, compete. Coach Simpson told me coming in that there's an opportunity for me to play, and so, you know, I just tried to run with it, make the most of my opportunity.
Yeah, kind of talk about your journey here, because, you know, you went the JUCO route, which a lot of players do, but you kind of went for different reasons. Different people go to different junior college for different reasons, but, you know, you qualified out of high school for, you could have played Division I, but you didn't really have a lot of offers, and you knew that you could be a Division I FBS player, so you went to the junior college route that way. Kind of talk about, you know, the reasoning why you decided to do that.
Yeah, well, out of high school, I had two FCS offers. From Sac State, from Weber State, and it was kind of a coin flip. You know, I could have went, you know, could have been real close to home, or I could have went, took the junior college route and just took my chances. And so what I ended up doing, I ended up going to City College of San Francisco for a semester. We did really good up there, and, you know, Coach Simpson ended up, you know, taking a chance on me. I got the opportunity to come to UB with my dad on an official visit. We kind of fell in love with the place. I remember Coach Leipold, Coach Simpson, coming back to my house after the official to go talk to my mom. And, you know, once she got the go, you know, it was green light from there. So ended up committing, got here in January, and just got to work.
Yeah, usually once mom says it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all good, yeah.
It must have been nice to be able to get here, at least in January, kind of get acclimated with the team so you weren't really thrown into the fire. How important was that, or comforting was that, knowing that you were able to kind of work with the team over the spring?
Definitely. It was very comforting. In the spring, you know, that was my first trial, basically. And, you know, it was a lot of mistakes early, but, you know, it's usual. But I just felt like when we got to camp, it was kind of like my second go-around. I got the opportunity where I understood the defense a little bit better. And I feel like that really helped, you know, going into the season. It wasn't all, you know, just completely new to me. I was able to really start to break down the defense and, be able to understand it, like the ins and outs.
Yeah, it seems like you guys, between yourself and Jarrett Franklin and Ishmael Hargrove, kind of a brand new linebacker unit. You guys are really the leaders of the team. It's, you know, the top three, I think, top three lead, tackling leaders on the team. But you guys have really gelled quickly. Kind of talk about Jarrett and Ishmael and how you guys work together.
Definitely, Jarrett Franklin, Ishmael Hargrove. I mean, they both just took me under their wings. You know, as the older guys, I really look up to them in terms of everything, really. You know, you go in the film room, Jarrett really understands, you know, everyone's responsibility. So I'm asking him questions, coming off the field, you know, whatever it is. And the same thing with Ish. You know, those are guys, those are real students of the game, first and foremost. You know, before anything athletically or physically happens on the field, those are the guys who are really in the film room, really breaking it down, really trying to get the defense to just mesh as a whole.
Yeah. All right, now looking at your high school numbers, like I keep seeing this number. I've written this number down. It said you had 262 tackles your senior year of high school. I need to hear it from you. Is that true, or is it a little inflated? Because I don't even know how that happens.
No, it was true. It was true.
How many games did you play?
We ended up playing 14 that year. 14. We lost in the section championship.
Okay.
But I mean, we had an incredible team, incredible D-line. I was just able to kind of flow. They were taking on, you know, double teams, stuff like that, and I was just flowing to the ball.
262 tackles, man. That's a lot. Yeah. All right, so your name's Khalil Hodge. There's another kind of famous Khalil that played here named Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
You're from the Bay Area, so obviously I believe you are a Raiders fan, so you're kind of familiar with Khalil. Mm-hmm. Did that have anything to do with you coming here? Because obviously, I mean, you know, that how you knew about Buffalo, because you knew that he went there, that played in it all?
Yeah, that did, actually. Once Coach Simpson, I came to my junior college for the first time, I remember seeing Buffalo and, you know, ended up doing some research on it and ended up saying, yeah, that's where Khalil Mack went. And I was excited, you know, just because he played for the Raiders, ended up being like a fifth pick overall. So that was cool. And just really making that connection, I liked it. It was nice.
And being a Raiders fan, you got to be excited. I think they're 6-1 this year.
6-2.
They're 6-2. Yeah, they're really, you know, really starting the season off. They've struggled the last couple of years. I think they've really turned it around. I mean, Derek Carr looks like an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty excited to be a Raiders fan.
Yeah, right? I am. I'm just hoping they don't leave Oakland. That's
I know.
The only thing. That's
right.
Only thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's gonna happen for a few years anyway. But yeah, there are rumors about them going to Las Vegas. But he actually used to live in the Bay Area as well. And yeah, I was always I always followed the Raiders and then the A's. And,
yeah.
You know, it was always fun to go to those games. Have you came from the Bay Area, like I said. Have you been in New York before?
My mom's actually from Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I've been on this side a little bit. I think we did visit New York City once or twice, but nothing really, you know, for a long period of time or nothing like that.
And never been to Buffalo. I'm
never been to Buffalo.
Now.
No,
so
never
now,
been to Buffalo.
If you had real wings now that you've been in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I have to ask you this. Being a California kid, because I did live out there, please tell me that you eat blue cheese with wings and not ranch.
Oh, I eat ranch.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
A ranch guy.
Come on, Khalil. I knew you were going to say that.
I'm a ranch guy.
And I'm going to tell you something else I know you're going to say, too. Please tell me you don't dip your French fries in ranch.
No, I don't dip my French
fries
in ranch.
Thank God. All right.
No,
you redeemed yourself a little bit. I know that's a West Coast thing,
yeah,
too.
No,
this
that's
is driving
not me.
Me crazy.
That's not me.
All right. Well, talk about just the team in general. How big was that win over Akron on Thursday? And I really feel like this team's so close to kind of turning the corner. Was that the win you guys needed to kind of flip the switch and kind of turn the season around?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I feel like that's definitely a win that we can build off of and that we're going to build off of. That team you guys saw last Thursday was a more realistic picture of, you know, what the UB Bulls 2016 football team is like. And so this coming Thursday, you know, we want to make a more similar picture of to what we showed, what we proved last week.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the defense really played well. I think, you know, you guys were kind of – I think as the season progresses, the whole defense has started to gel a little bit more. You have a lot of new faces on that, especially on the defensive line, in line, you know, all the positions really, but really feel like you guys are starting to gel, and hopefully we can turn things around here and get that win against Ohio. Well,
definitely.
The Bulls, like we said, are at Ohio Thursday night. That's on Thursday night, 6 p.m. kickoff on CBS Sports Network and ESPN 1520. Khalil, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, no problem.
And good luck against the Bobcats on Thursday night.
I appreciate it.
All right, well, that'll do it for our show tonight. We'll be back here next Thursday night, 6 p.m. We'll do it again, hopefully after a win over the Bobcats.
Yes, sir, yes,
all right,
sir.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. And good night.
Ah!
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, go White, and go Bulls.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.